You're listening to Empire KVCR News. I'm Benjamin Perper. On most Fridays, we talk with former Press Enterprise columnist and longtime KVCR News contributor Cassie McDuff and review some of the big Inland Empire stories from the past week. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Ben.
First up, after being sued over its refusal to make them public, Riverside County has released whistleblower complaints that were substantiated.
Yes, the Press Enterprise had made a public records request for any complaints that came into the county's fraud hotline that had been substantiated, and the county denied that request. That happened last year, and the Southern California News Group, which runs the Press Enterprise and 10 other Southern California papers, took the county to court, and the court indeed found that that material should be made public. And so the county now has released documents of substantiated whistleblower complaints going back to 2014. And some of those found misuse of taxpayer money, particularly in the Auditor Controller's Office, which is a little ironic because that's the county's financial watchdog and oversees property taxes and employee payroll and that sort of thing. The county's own investigation found that about $89,000 was spent between 2011 and 2014 on tuition, lodging, airfare, and related expenses for classes at Harvard University, UC Berkeley, and USC for auditor's office top executives. And another $36,000 approximately was spent on two leadership training programs between 2012 and 2014, when that same instruction was actually available in-house. Employees had complained a few years back. In fact, several former employees had filed a lawsuit over it. So this information wasn't exactly new, but this really tells the public what the county did about it. All these documents were released with the names blacked out, heavily redacted. So it's hard to know exactly who the county talked to and who's responsible. But the auditor controller, Paul Angulo, said about a year ago that no responsible public leader would forego training. He didn't really address why these particular, you know, Harvard, UC Berkeley, and USC were chosen. And the investigation indeed said that this type of spending was contrary to written rules on the use of county money.
Next, the federal judge in the San Bernardino terrorism case has said he is likely to deny the defendant's request to withdraw his guilty plea.
Right. Enrique Marquez Jr., if you'll remember, pled guilty to supplying the assault weapons that were used to kill 14 people and wound 22 others in that 2015 terrorist attack in San Bernardino during an employee get-together. He lodged that guilty plea back in 2017, and now in 2019, he's asked to withdraw the plea. His defense attorney said that he was on new types of medication, and that enabled him to think more clearly than he had been a couple of years ago. There was a two-day hearing in federal court in Riverside where the court heard from two psychiatrists who examined Marquez, who's now 28 years old. They found that he's very bright in the 97th percentile in terms of IQ, but he's on the autism spectrum and has a bipolar disorder, which causes cyclical depression. But they said he's high functioning. A legal expert told the Press Enterprise that the judge can weigh several factors in deciding whether or not to allow the defendant to withdraw his plea. One of them could be the amount of time between the plea and the motion to withdraw it. Another, whether he had legal representation when he made the plea, which he did, of course, and whether the consequences of the plea were misrepresented. He was asked whether he understood that he faced a maximum of 25 years, and he said that he did. And also whether there's new evidence or he was coerced into the admission. The legal expert Lori Levinson, a professor at Loyola Law School, said that a mere change of heart, the courts will find, often is not sufficient. So the judge has not put that decision in writing yet. He just put the lawyers for both sides on notice that that was likely to be his decision. He's going to issue the ruling later in writing. He didn't say exactly when.
Lastly, San Bernardino has dropped its appeal of court-ordered back pay for two elected officials whose salaries were cut illegally last year.
Right. You'll remember that the city council voted, a majority of the members voted, to slash the pay of the city attorney and the city clerk. They said to address part of an $11.2 million deficit, but that less than $200,000 in savings, of course, have now been wiped out by the city. being taken to court by City Attorney Gary Sines and City Clerk Gigi Hanna, who won their lawsuit. A judge said, no, you cannot slash two elected officials' pay in the middle of their terms. And so the city was ordered to restore their pay to, you know, bring them up to speed with the back pay and everything. The city was considering appealing that decision, and now I guess they're deciding not to throw good money after bad and just restore that back pay.
Thank you, Cassie.
Thank you, Ben.
Cassie McDuff is a longtime IE journalist. She helps us out regularly for our Friday morning news wrap. You can find these segments on our website at kbcrnews.org. This segment is made possible by the Southern California News Group, publisher of the Press Enterprise, San Bernardino Sun, Inland Valley Daily Bulletin, and other Southern California newspapers.